Pate Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Evete Sa Sunyavadi, Skatyare Satarine, Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. This seminar was announced to all of us as a seminar on introspection, which is a very highly, let me say, a personal matter. And since it is such a seminar, I will start on a personal note today. It was during my first visit to the temple that I had what is described in the world religions as a mystical experience, and what we call in Krishna consciousness, Krishna's mercy. It was after the visit to the temple that I entered into the subway of Hamburg. I was an impressionable young man of 16 years, and I was coming home with all these impressions of the chanting of the holy names, the deity, the beautiful prasadam, and the intense preaching of one devotee who challenged my well-built-up philosophy by saying, "But you are not a pig." It was moving in my first visit, and the impressions kept on moving as I was sitting in that train trying to digest the experience. It was an ordinary morning. The workers were in the train discussing their working things. Housewives were there thinking about their purchase in the town, and amongst them a young person was sitting. All of a sudden something happened to me which I only can describe like this. All of a sudden the atmosphere in that known situation changed. First, heard the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra as it was sung in the temple. The melody kept on coming back again and again. Then all of a sudden, I began to think that Krishna is everywhere. This was natural, because I remembered when I had asked the preacher, "Where is your Krishna?" in a challenging way, he said, "He's everywhere. He's even in that cupboard next to you. He's in every atom and between every atom." Then the preacher had gone out to do something else and left me at the chair looking at the cupboard, thinking that, wow, Krishna is in every atom and between every atom. What a nice concept. So as I was in the train going home, digesting the experiences, I all of a sudden began to think, yes, Krishna is everywhere. And at that moment, on the basis of that faith, the space of the train became changed into sacred space. I felt that Krishna is everywhere. In my own gross way, I began to actually become convinced and experienced a great happiness. I sat there. I was thinking, is it due to some undesirable substance which has entered my body that I'm feeling so exhilarated, and that I'm thinking everything is permeated with light, with God's presence? And I heard how the people talked, but it was no longer ordinary talk for me. At that moment I felt, well, Krishna is everywhere. He is moving the people to talk the way they do. Actually, this is no longer the ordinary world. This is Krishna's world. This was my experience that I was remembering. I was sitting there and I missed the train station. It was so nice where I had to exit. I was very much moved, and I think it was some mercy of Krishna. This experience is nothing new. It is by many new devotees and many of our old timers. They speak nostalgic in somewhat way of these experiences of deep faith and deep maybe not deep understanding, but at least imagining Krishna's presence everywhere. Later I read in the Bhagavad Gita something which supported my enthusiasm. It comes in the 13th chapter and is the 17th verse there. Although the super soul appears to be divided among all beings, he is never divided. He is situated as one. Although he is the maintainer of every living entity, it is to be understood that he devours and develops all. Hare Krishna. God, Krishna, the super soul, I thought when I read this verse, is really everywhere, and everything is done by him alone. In Krishna consciousness, we are meant to come in contact with Krishna. And my seminar today will be, or in these few days, will be about coming in contact with this particular aspect of Krishna, the Lord in the heart. I personally feel, and here I will provoke my audience a little bit, that sometimes the Hare Krishna people are not spiritual enough, and they are yet to join the beautiful Hare Krishna movement, a movement where one is aware of Krishna in one's daily activity. Srila Prabhupada, in his very, let me say, preaching way, once gave a lecture where he enthused his audience to not think that this coming in contact with Krishna is something which is impossible. It is possible, and he gave a simple example which is within the reach of our Western experience. He said, seeing Krishna is as simple as seeing TV. Similarly, just as you can see a television picture transmitted from thousands and thousands of miles away, you can always see Govinda in your heart if you prepare yourself properly. This is stated in the Brahma Sanghita. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadeva hridayeshu vilokayanti. There is a television within your heart. It is not that you have to purchase the television set. It is there in your heart. And God is also there. You can see him. You can hear him. You can talk with him, provided you repair the machine. Then he said, and this repairing process is Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada expected his audience to repair the machine. The heart, so that within a prepared heart, it is possible to come in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord. Now, to explain a little bit about this tattva of the super soul, so that we know how we can understand the super soul, I wish to quote a very moving piece from the Srimad Bhagavatam, and a very, let me say, philosophical piece from the Bhagavad Gita. Actually, I will start with the Gita first, because it is easier to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam when we have understood from the Gita. In the 18th chapter, verse 61, the Lord explains to Arjuna how he is moving everything and everyone. Those who are lovers of Sanskrit, please chant along with me. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridesha junatishtati brahmayam sarva bhutani yantra rudhani mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. Here, in the end of the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord impresses again to Arjuna this idea of being an instrument. It is Krishna who works everyone, who moves everyone, who is the real mover. When you wish to come in contact with Krishna, you must give up one illusion, and that is that you are the doer. You must come to the understanding that the operator is not you. The doer is not you. It is the Lord who is everywhere, who is the supreme controller. You are only small. Krishna is great. Now this Lord in the heart who moves everyone is especially inclined to the devotees. He is also moving the non-devotees, but according to karma. He moves the devotees according to their ability to pay the price, that is, to really sincerely search after him. To those who are constantly devoted, the Lord says, to serving me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. This is from 10:10. And the Lord is extremely active in the life of a devotee by, this is in the next verse, to show them special mercy. I, dwelling in their hearts, I who am dwelling in their hearts, destroy with the shining lamp of knowledge the darkness born of ignorance. In the purport to this, Prabhupada speaks about the unintelligent Hare Krishna person. I'm sorry, but this is, I want you to listen, and you are not yet listening 100%. So therefore I'm saying this something a little. He says, he talks about a person whose spiritual advancement is not going very nicely, but who can make contact with the super soul, and then it will go nicely. A person may have a bona fide spiritual master and may be attached to a spiritual organization, but still, if he is not intelligent enough to make progress, then Krishna from within gives him instructions so that he may ultimately come to him without difficulty. We hear later that Krishna doesn't come to everyone who is unintelligent and cannot use the movement and his spiritual master to make advancement. He looks for someone who is engaged in devotional service. To that person he comes. A good example how Krishna comes to someone who needs his help, how Krishna comes as the super soul, is in the fourth canto, chapter 28. As you are listening to this passage, please listen with a certain attentive mind, please fix your mind on the question, would it be possible that Krishna comes to me and in my own life? This is in a very traumatic passage of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is when Vaidharbi, the jiva, loses the husband, who is sometimes in an analogy is like the spiritual master who helps him. I remember when in Schloss Rettershof, central Germany, the news came that Srila Prabhupada had lost, had left us. In this traumatic experience, I was for 7 days walking like a ghost. I didn't eat and didn't sleep. I was so sad. Then this passage of the Bhagavatam, which was read to us, came as a rescue to us. There Prabhupada says that when the spiritual master leaves his disciple, the disciple should fix on the vani of the spiritual master, and in this way progress. There's another very nice passage or part in this, which I want to quote to you now. It is when the super soul can also come to the aid of the sincere searching soul. It's described like this: the wife is massaging her husband's feet and finds out the feet are cold, and in this way knowing that he has left the body. She then prepared a blazing fire with firewood and placed the dead body of her husband upon it. When this was finished, she lamented severely and prepared herself to perish in the fire with her husband. This is the fourth canto, chapter 28, number 50. When this happened, I was inclined to listen to one devotee who said, "Let's fast to death. Prabhupada is gone." The Germans are a little fanatical, you might have heard already. I was inclined, but then I continued listening on. "My dear king, one Brahmana, who was an old friend of King Puranjana, came to that place and began to pacify the queen with sweet words." This gets now very spiritual. The queen was in her last life Puranjana, and as the Bhagavatam says, Puranjana had an unknown friend. So this unknown friend seems to all of a sudden appear again in his new life and pacifies him. The Brahmana inquired, "Who are you? Whose wife or daughter are you? Who is the man lying here? It appears you are lamenting for this dead body. And then, don't you recognize me? I'm your eternal friend. You may remember that many times in the past you have consulted me." The Brahmana continued, "My dear friend, even though you cannot immediately recognize me, can't you remember that in the past you had a very intimate friend? Unfortunately, you gave up my company and accepted a position as enjoyer of this material world." "My dear gentle friend," please listen to this because it's a very nice verse. "My dear gentle friend, both you and I are exactly like two swans. We live together in the same heart, which is just like the Manasa lake. Although we have been living together for many thousands of years, we are still far away from our original home. My dear friend, you are now my very same friend. Since you left me, you have become more and more materialistic, and not seeing me, you have been traveling in different forms throughout this material world, which was created by some woman. Striya is the Sanskrit word. The Prakriti is a female energy of the Lord. So, yes, in this moment of grief, where Puranjana, who turned into Vaidharbi, the queen, really needed consolation. At that moment, stark moment, the Lord came as a super soul, giving that guidance and consolation. The Lord can come. Let us not doubt that He can come to even a materialistic person. The Lord will come if one tunes his receiver, if he prepares the television set of his heart. The Lord will come also to us devotees in the Hare Krishna movement and give guidance from within. And in our seminar, we will talk about this. Tomorrow is the psychological day, where we dive into Vedic philosophy, the philosophy of sanskaras. I didn't want to say philosophy, psychology, and we'll understand a little bit how our mind works. We will understand why it is so difficult for us to even believe that Krishna is there and can make himself noticeable to us in our heart. I have obviously done an investigation of many devotees and read them this text and say, how often does Krishna talk to you in your heart? Then immediately the devotee said back, how are you sure that it's Krishna and not your mind? He said, a good point, which I will address in my seminar, the higher connection. This is really a good point, which is always asked by many, and which I think we must ask. So tomorrow we will go into psychology and understand how our mind works. We will try to listen to the voice of our mind. It will be really work. And you will have an exercise sheet. You will have a good laugh about yourself. You will learn that you have 32,000 thoughts a day, most of them not very favorable in your own advancement in life, so on and so forth. The next day we go, but we will end on a positive note, our relationship to Krishna. And the next day, that is after the day after tomorrow, we will go into establishing connections. The last time I was giving a seminar in Radhadesh, I gave a meditation seminar, which received a lot of feedback and a lot of talk. And we will again do this. We will actually go deeply into meditation and enter the temple of the heart, which is from a book which Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur used. And we will do many interesting things. Today is an easy day. Tomorrow is a difficult day. But it's very, very important, the day tomorrow. And then the following days are very active and so on and so forth. Now, dobro. One moment, please. I need to know, because I'm going now into the spontaneous field of the seminar giving, I need to know how much time I have. 11:50 to 12 o'clock. Half an hour. May I now ask you for a little feedback? We have now looked at the Srimad Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam about the super soul. Can I hear a little bit from you when you hear super soul, this term which you have read many times in Srila Prabhupada's books? What comes to mind to you? Please express yourself in one sentence or one word. Guidance. knows everything. Everywhere and all pervading. Intuition. Expansion of God in the heart. Instinct. Best friend. I want to stop at the best friend. I will now ask another question. When you think of the super soul in your own life, in your own experience, what comes to mind? It is now something personal. We have talked about philosophy. We talk now about a personal application, how we personally view this. What? Guidance. He guides you? I'm sorry, old men get three letters from death, and one is to the ears. They don't hear so long any longer. What did you say? Can you speak? You try to take guidance from the Lord in the heart. You're very spiritually minded. The spiritual master is the external manifestation of super soul. And when he tells you something that is identical with the voice of the super soul, is it this what you want to say? The voice of conscience. Sometimes you do something wrong and then you feel wrong. Yes. It requires patience to understand. That means you hear the voice of the super soul, but you don't understand it. Is that? It requires patience. Yeah, wonderful. He protects you. I'm coming to this with a video which will shock us a little bit. Even if we falter and make mistakes, the super soul still does not give us up but stays with us. Very tiny voice, not very clear always. It's not always expressed in words. Has it to do with feelings? Or light even? Ooh. Yes, something is brighter. Hare Krishna. Don't feel ashamed to say what you think, even if it sounds mystical to others. Yes, Damodara. A well-wishing protector. As you steer your ship over the turbulent ocean of puberty, he is with you. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I don't always want to hear it. I want to overhear it. Okay. Teaching and revealing. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The time rushes on. I want to now illustrate to you an empirical way how you can find out the super soul in your life. In the second chapter, seventh, I'm a little tired. I did not sleep the night. In the second canto, here it is, of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada gives a very interesting verse, which I will write down tomorrow for you. It is a verse where he gives some thought processes or steps how we can come to a realization of the super soul within the heart. It's a meditation which you can do if you are a little creative with yoga teachers of yoga schools. We often do this, and with spiritually minded Hare Krishna people. The first is a meditation that you become aware that you exist. I exist, Prabhupada says. As a, you become aware, I am there. The next thought is, you become aware how you are dependent on the material nature. For instance, at this moment your speaker is highly tired and is fighting a heroic battle against sleep or hazy thought. This is the younger brother of sleep who comes first. I'm dependent on material nature as I'm in this world. I'm dependent on food. I'm dependent on a healthy body or unhealthy body, and so on. I'm ultimately dependent on my senses. The next thing goes a little more subtle. You know that you are not only physically dependent, but psychologically dependent as well. You are dependent on direction of intelligence. I think all of us who are now for some years in Krishna consciousness have had to make decisions in their lives. For instance, when they chose to become related to a spiritual master, that was a decision. Or a decision where to serve. Or the very, very sometimes intense decision to marry or not to marry. This is the question. You had to make a decision in your life. You had to sometimes make an opinion in your life. I do not think this is going the right way. I will jump out of this suicidal direction of my life and go in another direction. Decisions we have to make. Now, if you are completely serious about these decisions, have you ever noticed that it's very difficult to make a decision in your life without assistance? That you can never know, was it the right decision sometimes? There are decisions where you know, yes, this was the right decision. I agree, I was hungry and I needed prasadam and I ate it. This was the best decision on this moment. There are some which are easy, but others where when you make a decision, you just know, oh, I don't know how this will turn out. I will not know how my grihastha ashram turns out. I do not know how it turns out if I make a pilgrimage and decide to go half a year on Indian padayatra. Let us see. So a devotee or even an intellectual will understand there are some decisions which were good, which just worked out very nice, and some which needed correction. Where these good and these bad decisions came from is a subject of a later of the third day. But a devotee, here you begin to meditate, I'm dependent really on the direction which my intelligence goes. And sometimes I do wrong decisions when I become angry and hazy in my consciousness, and sometimes it works. Ultimately, a devotee very easily understands, my dear Lord, give me the brain to act properly. Have you ever prayed like this? Because I don't know how my decisions turn out. So I am dependent on nature, physical nature, but also subtle nature, on the direction of intelligence. Now here comes a very interesting next step, the fourth step we are now. The intelligence is given to me by the super soul. This direction. I remember to this day a very telling morning walk with Srila Prabhupada. We were walking through the Vondelpark of Amsterdam, some of you know. It was the hippie paradise of old, and I do not know how it's now. And Prabhupada was saying, look at these hippies, they are children of rich parents, but they are frustrated and lie on the grass. And then, all of a sudden, he stopped. I thought now another comment on the hippies came. But no, he looked at a nest where there was a bird, a young bird this size, who was fighting with the decision, should he fly or not fly? He was there. Obviously, it was his first flying experiences. You could see he had butterflies in his stomach. Prabhupada was standing, stopping, and we were also there, and in a mild way encouraging him. He should fly. Then the bird took courage, opened his little wings, and began flying down. Not very elegant, but he made it. And we were all, yes, very good. it was a loving, it was a very sympathetic movement. How Prabhupada, leader of the world movement, was supporting even a little bird in his bird-like activities. Then Prabhupada turned to us and asked, how does the bird know to fly? And immediately one of his disciples, knowing that Prabhupada liked challenges to the spiritual world view, said, instinct, Prabhupada, instinct. Then Prabhupada, he said, this is only a bird, they do not know. And then made the point clear. It is the super soul within everyone's heart, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam, Sarva Bhutanam, not only the Hare Krishna Bhutanam, not only Sarva Bhutanam, everywhere, who is directing the wanderings of all, and so on. And then the last point in this empirical meditative way is, a spiritualist, you have a choice to either connect with the super soul or deny the super soul. These are deep questions you can ask. First, you start, I exist, feel that you are there. The second is, you know that you are dependent on nature, both on the physical nature and the subtle nature, your mind and intelligence. Then you know that this direction of the intelligence is given from the super soul. And finally, you can make the choice to connect with the super soul. I need now the video operator, and if you can close the, maybe here, only in the beginning you need to close this side. Who knows how to operate the video, please? You know? Yes? In the first video, the first section there. Now, because this seminar will go very deep into spiritual subjects, I want to invite really all of my participants to go the journey with me, also the skeptics amongst us. Very often, we are cautioned by Srila Prabhupada that we do not think our imaginations are spiritual phenomena or revelations of Krishna. In fact, there are in Gaudiya Vaishnavism schools, controversial schools, who very often think their imaginations of Radha and Krishna pastimes are real, whereas they only eat the bananas of their mind. This is how Prabhupada wrote in this Vrindavan Bhajan. Now, we very much as a preaching movement need to stress that we do not become even sahajiyas who take their mental imaginations as spiritual revelations. And as we are going into this seminar, all of you are cautioned. I think you hear this caution in every second class of in our temples. I will not usher this caution only, I will usher it two times very heavily, but I will also encourage you to not forget the other aspects of our philosophy, where it is said that spiritual, that contact with the super soul is possible. Contact with Krishna is possible, even on the state where you are a newcomer in Krishna consciousness. And I want to convince you now with one video and one music about something. Listen please to this letter which was written in 1967 by Srila Prabhupada. With advancement of Krishna consciousness, one is able to realize that Krishna is always with his devotees. Not only with his devotees, also with the non-devotees. Krishna is not only with his devotees, but also with the non-devotees. But the devotees can recognize his presence and the non-devotees cannot. I want to play a movie now to you, it's a section of a video, very interesting. It is taken from a movie which was pointed out to me about mountain climbing. And who of you has done mountain climbing? Severe or small mountain climbing? Severe. Do you know these moments when you hang on the wall and you look down and you know you were too bold? And do you know that at that moment you are blocked? You don't know left or right. And the perspiration is coming. And at that, do you know also this moment that at one time you seem to get like an injunction? Don't panic. Go left now. And you do it and it's all right. And this could be said, it can be something like a help from above. Let us see a video now. Which is in the sweet German language and will be translated to you. I hope the technik will work with us. It rolls. Yes. Now is the sound we need, as in every adventure. The sound is necessary. Please put the sound on. So it's about this famous mountain climber, Heinrich Harrer, who wants to go to Nanga Parbat in Tibet. The Germans called it our mountain, but had never scaled it up so far. You see, this is not actually Tibet, this is the Alps. Here they're coming up. That's him. Yes, it's coming. He's thinking of his baby and not concentrating. He's confused. He doesn't scale with his ordinary security. This is stuntman. Heinrich! 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 Now he... Nonsense, nonsense, nonsense! Everything okay? Shall we come down? No, no, nothing, nothing. Continue. You need a healthy leg for these scaling adventures. The weather becomes worse. Let us put ropes around our bellies. Is something wrong with you? I will lead you. Stones are coming down. This scene is now important, which comes. You should have told me. Oh, really? The Lord has saved us. Can I help you? You are hurt in your leg. This is not your thing. It is my thing. My life depends on it. If you risk my life, then it's my thing. You have, and then the quarrel in German. Here we can stop. They quarrel now. I want to read to you again. With advancement of Krishna consciousness, one is able to realize that Krishna is always with his devotees, not only with his devotees, also with the non-devotees. But the devotees can recognize his presence, and the non-devotees cannot, like these mountain climbers. Inspiration can be the voice of the Supersoul. It doesn't always need to be the voice of the Supersoul. We will hear this tomorrow. For the remainder, I want to tell you a little bit of Mozart. Mozart, the famous composer, wrote once about this voice of the Supersoul in his own words. This is a... When I feel well, you need to give a little bit more volume to me. When I feel well and in good humor, or when I'm taking a drive or walking, thoughts crowd into my mind as easily as you could wish. Whence and how do they come? I do not know. And I have nothing to do with it. Once I have a theme, another melody comes, linking itself with the first one in accordance with the needs of the composition as a whole. Then my soul is on fire with inspiration. You know, he goes do 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 do. Then he goes do 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 do. Then his soul is on fire with inspiration. If, however, nothing occurs to distract my attention, the work grows. I keep expanding it, conceiving it more and more, clearly until I have the entire composition finished in my head, though it may be long. It does not come to me successively, with its various parts worked out in detail, as they will be later on. But it is in its entirety that my imagination lets me hear it. Later, he says, he is not shy to admit that his major works have been a gift to him by God through the voice of inspiration. In his last part of his life, something very serious happened to him. A man came to him, covered with a gray hood, so that his face was not recognizable. He sat down at Mozart's table, put a large amount of money before him, and said, "Please write my requiem." Do you know what is a requiem? When the person is dead, in Europe this is done, he asks for a song to be played. My requiem is from Krishna Meditation, the LP of Srila Prabhupada. It is already designed like this. And so this man came to and said, write my own death song. Mozart sat doing this work, and at this time he felt how his own death was coming closer and closer. It was in the evening of his life when he got this thing to do. And he did so, he wrote, and later he found out it was his own requiem which he wrote, because he was deteriorating in health. And he thought that this song was directly inspired by God. I will play you this very same song for exactly 1 minute. No, we have 3 minutes. Braj Bihari came. We have 3 minutes. This is an age to cover. We have 3 more minutes. What I wish you to listen to is not if you like the music or do not like it. Maybe your bhajan singer is Krishna Chaitra and you have strictly made the vow to not listen to any other music than Krishna Chaitra Prabhu. Or maybe you prefer Srila Prabhupada, or maybe you have still some attachments to Led Zeppelin. Whatever, this is not the ideal. Do I like this music or do I not like this music? Just let us appreciate if you like this, if you can see how a composer of classical music will say this work was inspired by God. Let us hear about this. This is a sad song, because death is not joyfully celebrated in the amongst materialistically minded people. So, but we will listen to it. Goes on and on like this. I was waiting if maybe the piece comes when death enters the music. It goes like, but it did not come so quickly. So, yes, these are two examples to make you thoughtful that Prabhupada says even those who are not overtly devotees, they can have the super soul dictating to them. And I give two examples. One, in a very difficult situation in life, mountain climbing, where in a difficult situation help came from above,
And I gave an example from art, non-devotional. Mozart's art, who was a sensualist. He was not a great devotee, really. He talked about God, but... So, how he says the Lord spoke to him. The reasons why we have given these examples is not to entertain you with something interesting, but to make you think very deeply. If even Prabhupada says non-devotees can have super soul contact, then it could be possible in our life also. We just need to know how to repair the machine, how to repair our heart, to have a broadcast of Govinda within our heart. Thank you very much. It is like this that my popularity will wane drastically if I go over time. It is 12 o'clock, but I will make a time of for questions a little tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. Now we have reached our time limit. Thank you very much. Tomorrow, if you intend to come, you need to be very awake and alert. It is very important because it is a little difficult, the subject which is tomorrow. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo.